We have a nice clean break here by the Mishnah at the bottom of Pehe or Beis. We have a nice clean break tomorrow at the bottom of Pehe Vav or Beis. So today we'll go Mishnah to Mishnah. Today's Mishnah primarily discusses topics of Meiser, and specifically whether Meiser is forbidden to non-Levim, just like Truma is forbidden to non-Kohanim, right? We usually assume that it is not, and the Gemara will question the implication from the Mishnah that it seems like it is. So let's dive in. Bas Yisrael mu'reses la'kohen. If a Bas Yisrael is engaged to a Kohen, now if they're fully married, she can eat Truma, but if they're engaged, or mu'beres mi'kohen, or she's pregnant, or shemaris yavam la'kohen, or she's waiting to do even with a Kohen, v'chein Bas Kohen le'Yisrael, and if a Bas Kohen, or a Bas Kohen who's, you know, any of those statuses to Yisrael, so the halacha is, says the Mishnah, lo tochal b'truma, she is not allowed to eat truma, right? The first Rashi over there, if you look on the Mishnah, right? Because these cases, if you remember earlier, are poslin v'lo ma'achilin. They will passel her, but they will not enable her, meaning they're not considered to be a full marriage or a full connection, and they will passel her from eating truma for different various concerns. Maybe she'll feed it to her family, which are Yisrael, etc. Right, so these statuses are posel, but they will not, in fact, allow her to eat if she's, let's say, in the last case, Bas Yisrael is about to marry a Kohen. Okay, Bas Yisrael mu restes la Levi. Same thing for a Levi. If she's engaged to a Levi, mu beres mi Levi, pregnant from a Levi, shemaris yavam la Levi. When we say pregnant, by the way, we don't mean that they had out of wedlock. We mean that when the husband, the halacha is that if, let's say, Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen and the Kohen dies, so she can no longer eat Truma, but if she has a kid, so then she is still allowed to eat Truma, so that's what we're saying, if she is pregnant in that situation. And so, Muberes Milevi, Shemeres Yavam,
Shemeres Yavam, the Levi, v'chein bas Levi, the Yisrael. It's again same situation as we said before, where just if it's a Levi and not a Kohen, so then lo tochal b'meiser. The same is true by meiser. Bas Levi mu'reses l'Kohen. That's, let's say you have a bas Levi who's engaged to a Kohen, mu'beres mi'Kohen, shemaris yavam l'Kohen, v'chein bas Kohen l'Levi. Right now, let's say the two players are Kohen and Levi, not Yisrael and Levi, or Yisrael and Kohen. But what about Kohen and Levi? So the case is that, again, as we said, poslan v'lo ma'achilin, right? So she can't eat either of them, right? She's kind of in limbo stage. Or lo tochal mi'truma v'lo b'meiser. She's not allowed to eat either once. The Gemara says, one second, I understand. We tell me that a Levi, again, a Bas Yisrael who's married a Levi, right? If she has any of these statuses to a Levi, so she's not allowed to eat meiser. So the Gemara says, but hey, Zara, let her just be a non-Levi. And the implication here is, right, that she should be able to eat meiser. Like, what's the problem with eating meiser? Let's say she's a non-Levi. Zara mi lo achla ba meiser. Who says that a non-Levi is not allowed to eat meiser? Right? Actually, so in a Chanami, the Gemara says, you're right, we usually assume that a non-Levi can eat Meister, but this is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Amar Meister Rishon also Lazarim, he's the one who says that Meister Rishon is treated like Truma and non-Levium are not allowed to eat it. The Tanya is within the Braisa, and there's the Machlokas Rashi tells us here how to understand the implication from this Braisa, but let's just read it, and then we'll get into the Machlokas. Truma Lakoin and Meister Rishon Levi. Truma goes to a Kohen, Meiser Rishon goes to a Levi, the Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Shita. Now, that doesn't seem specific, but Rashi says over here, obviously you don't need to tell me that, right? Nisinasa la Kohen, Meiser Rishon la Levi, Katani, Meiser Levi, Dumi de Truma. The reason that we're teaching them together, Rashi says, the implication is that just like Truma is specifically for Kohanim, so too, right, Meiser is specifically for Levim. Tosus doesn't like that so much. Because he says, we'll see at the end of the daf, Rabbi Kiva has a very similar language, and we don't learn that way. So if you look at the end of Tosfos there on the top, right, he says, Perish Yivan de Garcin and Behedja Div Rabbi Meir. That Meister Rishon also Lazarim. That he says, we must have some sort of gear, some sort of text, says Tosfos, that Meister, it says Beferish, that says straight up that Meister Rishon is also for Zarim. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, and that's what we're reflecting in our Mishnah that says that only Levium are allowed to eat Meiser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Matiru the Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allows a Kohen to eat Meiser, right? After all, the Kohen is from Shevet Levi. So Gemara says, well, Matiru will be called the Ikaman de Aser. One second. Are you telling me that there's someone who Asers? Right? Again, we're not arguing that a Kohen can eat Meiser. We're trying to figure out whether a Yisrael can eat Meiser. So the Gemara says, Ela Ema Nasne Afla Kohen, Zer Enechanami. That everybody says you can even give Meiser to a Kohen, right? That's not a Machlokas.
Right, you're meaning what he's saying is that you can give it, meaning the issue, you can give it to a kohen. You don't have to save it. Let's say a kohen comes to collect truma from your grain, you can give him the levy as well. And we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. This discussion a little bit longer. But first of all, my time with Rabbi Meir. What's the reason? Rabbi Meir says that that meiser can only be eaten by levim and kohanim. So Amar Rav Acha Brei de Rabba Mishmei de Gemara. He has, again, a Gemara is usually a Masorah. He said it in the name of a Masorah that he has passed down. Ki es meiser b'nei Yisrael sheirimu l'Hashem truma. Right, the pasuk compares, right, has them back to back. Meiser and truma. Ma truma asur lezarim af meiser. Meiser Rishon Aser Lazarim. So Gemara says, okay, fine. If you have a connection in the pasuk between Meiser and Truma, well, Ima Truma Chayavan Alav Misa V'Chomesh, Af Meiser Chayavan Alav Misa V'Chomesh. Well, if you're going to connect them with that halacha, you should probably connect them across the board. Right? There are other halachas that apply by Truma and not by Meiser. Right? One of them is Misa. If you eat it on purpose, if a Yisrael eats Truma on purpose, it's Chayav Misa B'Dei Shamayim. And if he eats a Beshogeg, he's have to pay back not only the value of the food he ate, but also a fifth, which in our terms we would call a fourth. It's a fifth because it's a fifth after you add the extra payment. So if it's, let's say it's $100, so it ends up being 125, right? And the extra payment is a fifth of the total number. Okay, fine, whatever, fine. But either way, that should apply to Meiser. So why don't we apply that to Meiser as well? So Gemara says, I'm a crook, because the pasuk says specifically, Umesubo ki yechaluluhu, right? You die because you were mechal it, meaning specifically truma. It also says, Vyosaf chamishiso alav, you should add one fifth onto it, meaning the Torah specifies, right? Bo velo Meiser, right? Alav velo al Meiser, right? We have specific psukim, right, to teach me that that is true. Okay, fine. Meaning that's why we don't apply. Meaning, so therefore, we connect Meiser and Truma, but only for certain halachos, because the Torah specifies that we don't connect them across the board. Okay, now Chachamim hold that obviously that Meiser can be eaten by everybody. So the problem is, what does the Chachamim do with that pasuk? Right, the Chachamim hold that Meiser is mutter to Yisrael. So Rabbi Meir just used that pasuk to teach me that Meiser is also to Yisrael. So Gemara says, "V'rabbanan matruma toveles af Meiser rishon nami tovel." So the connection between Truma and Meiser is that this doesn't mean Tovelis in the mikvah. This means that it will make it turn something into Tevel. Meaning, Tevel is the phrase which is used to describe, let's say, you have a pile of grain, you harvest it from your fields, you have to give a bunch of gifts. Right? So if you don't give those gifts, so then it is Tevel, it is usher to eat. Right? And very usher, meaning usher chayav misa b'dei shamayim. So if you don't give truma, so then the grain is still halachically tevel. So the Rabbanan will use this pasuk to teach me that even if you haven't given meiser, right, there are a bunch of gifts you give. There's truma, there's meiser rishon, which goes to the levi, and then there's meiser sheni or meiser ani, depending on the year, right, either to you eat it in your shalim or you give it to a poor person. But so, as we'll see in a second, right, you need that pasuk to teach me that all of the gifts have to be given to get rid of the shame tevel, to get rid of the tevel, the grain, and allow you to eat the pile of grain that you have. So that's what the Chachamim learned. Just like truma tovelis, just like if you have truma, it will make the grain tevel if you don't give it. So too, Meiser Rishon will also make the grain tevel if you don't eat it. Okay, the Tanya, like with Andana Braisa, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yochol lo yei chayev ela al tevel shalo hura mimeno kol ikr. You might have thought that you're only chayev misa if you eat from tevel that has not been given anything, meaning you haven't given any gifts from this pile of grain. But if hurim menu truma gedola, hurim menu meiser rishon, meiser rishon v'lo meiser sheni, afilu meiser ani minayin, how do you know that you have to give all of the gifts before you can eat it, and to get rid of the tevel, to get rid of the status of tevel? Tamalam, where the pasuk says, those who call the chol b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it in your gates. And then it says, "V'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu," and you can eat it in your gates, and then you're satisfied. Mas sharecha, sharecha amur lahalan meiser ani afsha. Afsharecha ha'amarkan meiser ani. Just like later on, that pause, the second pasuk we're using is talking about meiser ani. So too, right over here by tevel, right, we're also talking to the point where you have given all of the gifts, including meiser ani or meiser sheni, depending on what year it is. And the Torah says lo sochas. Therefore, we see that you're not allowed to eat. Gemara says ivi mehasam havamina lalav aval misalo. And if you would have just learned it from that pasuk, right, you would have learned, you would have thought that there's no chiyav misa, but there is an isur lav. So kamash malan. Therefore, you have the connection between truma and meiser in the previous pasuk,
to teach me that not only is it usr, but it is also chiyuv misa b'nei shamayim if you eat tavel without giving out all the gifts. Lishna achrina, another way to record that kind of conversation. Ma'aser rishon of the tavel midi Rabbi Yossi nafka, right? You can learn the halacha that ma'aser rishon makes the grain tevel for Rabbi Yossi. From his drush that we had before, I so behi mi ahi. But if you would have only had his pasuk, right, v'lo suchal lechol b'sharecha, and hava mina lelav, hava misalo, you would not have known what the punishment is. Therefore, kamash malan. Therefore, we have the gzir shava, the pasuk that kias maser b'nei Yisrael asher yirim l'Hashem truma, and the pasuk we quoted like four lines down. So that's what the rabbanim do with that pasuk to teach me that you would be chayiv misa. Okay, now we said that the Mishnah right is Rabbi Meir. Right, the Mishnah telling me that you're not allowed to eat Meiser if you're not a Levi, that's Rabbi Meir's Shitas. The Gemara says, one second, B'mayu Kimta. What do we set up this Mishnah? K'Rabbi Meir. So Ema Sefer, what about the second part of the Mishnah? It doesn't seem like the second part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir at all. Right? Bas Levi Mures of the Kohen. Bas Kohen Levi, right? Lo Socha, lo Betruma, lo Meiser. But if you tell me that a Bas Levi and a Bas Kohen, right, if you switch the players, now you have a Levi in Israel, so that she can't eat anything. So what Gemara says, Hakam Meizaros Ika. What's going on over here? If you tell me the whole reason you're not allowed to eat Meiser is because there's a czar involved, and that's what Rabbi Meir Shita is, that a czar, a Yisrael, is not allowed to eat Meiser, so what do you mean? What happens when you have a Kohen and a Levi? What's the problem? So Rav Sheish says, "My eno cheles dekatani, eno nosenes rishus litrom." So Rav Sheish reinterprets the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that, she can't eat Meiser. It means she's not able to designate. She's not able to make a shliach to designate, to separate Truma, it has to be done through the balabas, that she's not allowed, that the wife is, she's not yet a fully able to, she's not a full player, she's not able to take Truma from her household's grain. The Gemara says, called the Nesu'in and Sedar Shishos. That implies, it seems to imply that when she becomes fully married, right, again, because we're talking about a case where she's waiting for Yibam, or she's engaged, right, she has Erisin, not Nesu'in. The implication then would be that a fully married wife, or a regular wife of a Kohen, is allowed to designate someone to take truma. If you're wondering why the Gemara doesn't say that she herself is allowed to take truma, right, why do we phrase it as like her, she's sending a shliach, so that the Rishonim talk about it, but I didn't have a chance to look up the answer. Okay, either way, that's parentheses. So the implication is that a woman who's fully married is allowed to designate truma through a shliach. So Gemara says, in a chanamish, that's true. That Tanya, because the Brisa says, v'chaltem oso v'chol makom atem uveizdechem, you can eat it everywhere, you and your house, right? Leave it on the suit by Zizrosh, and it says, v'shush l'trum, right? That pasuk teaches me that Israelis who's married to a Kohen can take truma for her husband. So, ata omer v'shush l'trum, o'en o'el o'lechol. Well, how do you know that? That's what the pasuk means, right? Because again, it says, v'chaltem oso. Pasuk says, you can eat it. How do you know it's talking about taking it, separating it? So marta truma chamura ocheles ma'aser akal lakoshigen. This Gemara says for sure. Meaning, how do you know that? How do you know it's talking about eating? How do you know maybe it's taking? So it's not true, because if you tell me that she's allowed to eat truma because she's married to a kohen. So sure enough, is someone who's married to a lady is able to take meiser, right? It must be because, again, meiser is much more makil from truma, that's what we saw above. So it's an elo limit, meaning that's a kavachom, meaning you don't need a pasuk to teach me that. So elo rather, it must be limit on the nesu'ah b'ayis Yisrael, shem neseres or shus l'trum. It must be that a nesu'ah b'ayis Yisrael, right, is allowed to take truma. Okay, now, Mar Brei de Ravana Amar, Mar Brei de Ravana says, the Shalom HaShe'in Chokin La Maiser Beis Agronos. Now the case is, the reason we're not going to allow a Levi or a Kohen that are engaged, pregnant, etc., to eat Maiser, or Truma, is because it really doesn't mean she's not allowed to eat it, but what it means is that we're not going to be giving it to her at the threshing floor, in the Beis Agronos, right, out in the fields, right, when they collect all the grain and they harvest it. So the Gemara says, I understand. Hamnicha l'man d'amar mishem yichud. I get it, because if there's an issue of yichud, fine, it's all the way out in the fields. We don't want her going to get the truma and the meiser, right? That might be inappropriate. El l'man d'amar mishem kerusha. If you tell me the whole reason is because we're nervous that after they get divorced, she'll keep on getting those gifts, right? Grusha bas levi milu ochel b'meiser. Right? A bas levi who marries a kohen, of course you can still eat meiser. Right? There's no issue there. So the Gemara says, well, v'litameich, right? Grusha bas kohen milu ochel b'truma. Well, the same logic applies to a bas kohen whose divorce is also allowed to eat truma. So Allah, really, the gezeira, the whole reason is mishum grusha bas yisrael. Right? The whole concern is that, not because of the last case, but maybe there'll be a yisrael who gets divorced and she no longer is allowed to eat, let's say, truma, or let's say, according to Rabbi Meir, meiser. So that's the issue. That's the concern. So Gemara says, okay, but ihachi ma'iriya meireses. Well, if that's the concern, that a bas Yisrael might keep on getting those gifts, so who cares what status they are? Who cares that they're pregnant, engaged, waiting to yibam, etc.? Feel a tsunami. Even a fully fledged, bas Yisrael who marries a kohen should also not be able to get that stuff. So Gemara says, aydi tana reishu meireses, tana nami seifa meireses. That inachanami, that... That's, we just started with the language of Murasus. We continued. Really, a fully married Kohenes is not allowed to go down to the threshing floor and get the grain and get the meisers, the gifts. So when I say Tara Rabbanan, we're learning the Raisa. Good. Fine. Truma LaKohen, Umeiser Rishon LaLevi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Again, this is why what Tosfos had a problem with, right? Again, this is the same exact lashon that Rabbi Meir said. But Rabbi Akiva says that Truma LaKohen, Umeiser Rishon LaLevi, but he's saying that you should give Truma to a Kohen and only give Truma, only give Meiser to a Levi. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, LaKohen, LaKohen, hello, LaLevi. LaKohen, meaning you can eat, what he meant was, Rashi says, bitmiyah, meaning why in the world wouldn't you be able to give Meiser to a Kohen, right? Meiser is for Shevet Levi, and a Kohen is Shevet Levi. And the Gemara asks, LaKohen, Vol Levi? When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you should only give it to the Kohen, he means only the Kohen, so Ema, after Kohen, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you can even give Meiser to a Kohen. So the Machlokes says, Rabbi Kiva says, Truma to Kohen, Meiser to Levi, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can even give Meiser to a Kohen. So Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva's logic? Because the pasuk says, "Dechtiv ve'la Levim tedever ve'amarta lehem ha'beluvia kamishtoy kra." Again, when it's talking about Meiser, so it's talking about the Levim. It says specifically, "Ve'la ha'Levim tedever." So it says very, very clearly that goes straight to them. V'idach, how does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah use that? What does he do with that pasuk? Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Damar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Be'ezer Rav Makomos Nikro Kohanim Levim. He says, no, because Rabbi Shimon Levi says that the Kohanim are called Levim in a bunch of places, because that Echad Mehem, and this is one of them, not the one we just quoted, but this one that he's about to quote, about Kohanim HaLevim B'nei Tzadok, and that's the Haftorah for Parshas Emor, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, so again, you see that Levim could, just like Levim here, are Kohanim are called Levim, so it could be that Puzzle also refers to Kohanim as well. For Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Kiva not say that? So the Hakha lo matzis amers. Here you can't say that Levim means Kohanim. Because that's what are we talking about? Right? You can eat Meiser anywhere. Right? Misha yachal ochlo b'chol makom yatzar kohen. Shein yachal ochlo b'beis hakfaros. Right? Because the pasuk says you can eat Meiser anywhere. A kohen is allowed to eat truma anywhere. Except, right, not really. He's not allowed to eat truma anywhere. He's not allowed to go to basic faros, for example. So a kohen is limited in terms of where he can eat his gifts. So therefore, if you were telling me you can eat this gift, i.e. meiser, anywhere, so I must not be talking about a kohen. V'idach, what about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So kol hecha deboi, meaning really what he means is that the Levi can eat it anywhere he wants. Right? Deloba echoma. What that means is that you don't need to eat it within the chomos. Right? Again, what are we talking about? Where, when the Torah says you have to eat it somewhere, right? It doesn't mean anywhere but the basic faros. Usually that's referring to inside Yerushalayim or eats on the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's the only time you have a restriction in terms of where to eat something. Right? You can eat, kachim, sometimes you have to eat in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Sometimes you have to eat sometimes in Yerushalayim. Right? But the only concept, the only time you find something that you have to eat in a certain specific area is inside or outside Yerushalayim. It never ever refers to like anywhere as in like the entire world except a cemetery. So he doesn't like that drosha at all. V'achol le'betumas guf lo lucky, meaning what it means is that he can eat it anywhere. He doesn't have to eat in Yerushalayim, and if he's tame, right, he's not he doesn't get malchus. Right, there's no chiyuv to eat meiser in a tahara state. Okay, so now, story. There was a garden where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to get Meiser, used to get Meiser Rishon. Again, he was a Kohen. And also Rabbi Kiva, and sure enough, Rabbi Kiva went and locked up Hadre literally means he turned, but he kind of fixed the garden so that the entrance would only be through a cemetery, so that meaning he couldn't get it. So Amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azar said to him, right, Amar Akiva bitarmilo va'ana b'chaye. Interesting kind of response, right? Rabbi Akiva can have his tarmilo as like a bag. Right, I'd like to have his food, right, where he keeps his bread. Right, Rashi says over here that he was a shepherd, so that's how they transported his bread. Basically, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was plenty rich, so he was saying, okay, fine, let Rabbi Akiva have his bag of food, and I'll be fine. Okay, fine. Itmar, it was said, Mipnei ma kansu levim b'meiser. Fascinating little bit of history that Ezra Sofer, when he came back the second time, the second Beis HaMikdash, to rebuild, right before they rebuilt it, they came back from Bavel. So as we're going to see in a second, the pasuk says that the Levim kind of didn't show up. They kind of stayed in Bavel. And Ezra made a penalty, made a knas, as we'll see in a second, and wouldn't let them get it. And they weren't allowed to get Meiser. So the Gemara says, why is that? Mipnei ma kansu Levim b'Meiser. So pligi bar Rabbi Yonasan v'Savia. Machlokas in Rabbi Yonasan and a grandfather or something. Chad Amar said, not maybe not his grandfather, but a grandfather, I'm not sure. Chad Amar, one of them says, Shalom Alu b'mei Ezra, the punishment was that they stayed in Bavel. Right, that was in fact the punishment. Chad Amar, one of them says that Kadesh Yismichu Kohanim Alav b'mei Tzum Asim, so that the Kohanim could think that when they were Tamei, they would be able to get Meiser. Obviously not allowed to eat truma, but they would be able to get the Meiser to make sure that the Kohanim were taken care of. Kumar says, I don't understand. Bishlam al manda amar shalom alu mishum hachikansu. I understand. The punishment makes sense. If you tell me that Ezra wanted everybody to come to Eretz Yisrael and nobody came, so they said, okay, great. Punishment, you're not getting your Meiser. That makes a lot of sense. But el manda amar kadesh yismuch alav kohanim. But if the whole thing was for the Kohanim, Mishum Kohanim comes through the Levim, I understand. Just so you can make sure the Kohanim have food, we're going to punish the Levim? So Ella rather, no. Kuli Alma, Kansu, Shalom, Alu, B'mei Ezra. Really, everybody agrees that Ezra punished them for not coming back to Eretz Yisrael right after they were granted Rishos. He punished them for staying in Bava. This is the Machlokas, Marsover, Kansu, Lainim. One of them says that Ezra gave the Meiser to the poor, and one of them says, no, when the Kohanim are Tamei, they're poor, so he directed the Meiser to the Kohanim. Gemara says, I understand again. I get it if you're telling me that he gave the Meiser to the poor people. If that's why, right, that's why Rabbi Kiva changed the entrance, right, to the garden for Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria wasn't poor, as we mentioned, so why did he need to eat this Meiser? So you should give it to the poor people. If you tell me that was what the Meiser was going towards, that you should have given it to the Kohanim, well, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was a Kohen. So my Hadra the Piskel the Beit Kivri. Why did Rabbi Akiva lock up the garden? So for all intents and purposes. So Kahachi Kamarle, this is what Rabbi was really doing. Either Ka'as is Betoras Knasa is the Kah. If Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, you're coming to get the Knas, meaning you're coming to get the punishment for the Levium, the Seder. But Vikas is Betoras Chaluka, but if you're coming to get it because you think there's a halacha that midaraisa Kohanim are allowed to eat Meiser, so then less lecha, that's not what the halacha is. Ezra, and now the Gemara just points out, how do you know that the Levium didn't show up? We didn't point that out. So Pasuk says, the Chetiv Pasuk says, Vakamtem el nanar haba el ahava v'nachaneh sham yamim shlosha v'avina v'am v'akanim u'bnei levi l'matzas yisham. Meaning that basically the Ezra showed up to Ahava and there was nobody there, no Kohanim and no Levim. Or he found Kohanim, but he found right, there were no Levim. So okay, apparently they stuck around in Bavel. Amar Rav Chisra, Rav Chisra says, b'tchilu lo hayu ma'amidem shodrim el min ha-Levim. And he says that back in the day, originally, Shotrim, right, again, Shoftim and Shotrim, right, the beginning of parts of Shoftim, says that Shoftim are judges, and Shotrim are the police, not police, but they're the court, what do you call them, the emissaries, or the court officers, I guess, that kind of enforce what the court decides, right? If someone, you know, let's say I don't like the court judgment. Someone said the court decided he has to pay $1,000. He said, you know what? Nah. So the court goes and makes sure he pays, or they bring somebody to get Malkus, etc. So again, back in the day, originally, the Beis Din's Shotrim were Levim. Shneimar Pasuk says, Veshotrim HaLevim Lefnechem, that the Levim, that's not in the Pasuk, the Torah, that's in Divrei Hayamim. Yeah, so the Levim were the Shotrim. But Akshav, but nowadays, in Mamitim Shotrim HaLevim Yisrael, rather nowadays, it's only for the Yisraelim. Shneimar Pasuk says, Veshotrim Harbe Harabim Baroshechem. Now, interestingly enough, Tosfos Shemin over here on the sides points out that that's not actually a Pasuk. But, okay, unclear. But all right, fine, Beseder, that seems to be the puzzle, basically, that they replaced the Levium. Again, that's one of the other things that Ezra did to them, apparently, when they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll go right there in the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.